The wall behind Marmeg thrummed with the muffled impact of bass beats. A line of girls in heels mixed with boys in lacy shirts, both interspersed with androgynous moots, wearing whatever they wanted. Blue light spilled from the club's doorway onto cuffs and bracelets, but mostly on bare skin. The host was a moot with minimal curves of breast and hip, draped in a sheath of satin gray. Candy-colored red hair in two long curls framed Zer face. This host wanted to be seen, and Marmeg had a hard time not looking. Her own body tended toward her mother's build. No hiding the mammary glands and rounded buttocks. She mitigated it with the torso shell and a neutral haircut while dreaming of moot surgery. Marmeg glanced at her cuff. Another 20 minutes until the end of her shift. The line drifted forward, and two new people came into view. A nat male with waves of silky brown hair and a translucent suit stood near Marmeg, his gaze fixed on the screen in his hands. "Unbelievable," he crowed. "Last round. Cantor's winning." His friend was a moot with a rainbow hawk and a bored expression. "Fights? Last century much?" Zer's red lips curled. "Races be where it's at." Zer's friend looked up from his screen. "Minerva starts tomorrow." Marmig's heart pounded. The Minerva Sierra Challenge would be the first race of her life. She was a long shot with her outdated refurbished embed gear. But one dark horse usually made it to the top five. She planned to be this year's surprise element.
"Be following that, sure," said Rainbow Hair. "Minerva's winner trumps the BP International.